you, baby girl.
I love you.
I love you too.
I'll send my prayers for you.
I hate this car.
I lost everything. My husband's dead. And they said I was an unfit mother. Took away my little girl.
Have you heard of this book? Help me.
You're late, Ashley. The lady dropped this off for you.
I had to break out.
Breaking story right now. Police looking for this man.
Murder suspect Brian Nichols.
All eyes in the sky. All choppers up now. Let's flush Nichols out.
Ashley Smith, I'm a mother.
I don't trust you, Ashley. You scream again, and I will have to kill you.
A miracle can save us. If you don't cut that goddamn bullshit out of this fucking movie, I can't believe how fucking tricked I was by this cheap-ass fucking trailer of this movie. People, I'm talking about Captive, the David Oyelowo, Kate Mara film. The time where I was like, you know what, this trailer is good. I'm going to give Kate Mara a chance. You know, I've been talking shit about her, talking about how crappy of an actress she's been, but she looks really good in this trailer. And little did I know, as soon as them trailers start hitting, when you see the movie, it opens the screen, and you get a movie about Jesus that comes out in January next year, and then you get another religious-based film, and then you get that Antonio Banderas Buried Under Rocks film, whatever, and I said, huh. It's a lot of religious trailers being played. I don't know where this goes. Let me see, whatever. And then I said, oh, shit. It's a fucking religion film. I can already fucking see it. Man, where do I even fucking begin? Kate Mara, first of all, okay, back it up. So this is based on true events, apparently. Real life story here. Look at this shit. I can't believe this. So a single mother, who played by Kate Mara, and she plays, what's that bitch name? Ashley Smith. And she's struggling with a drug addiction to meth. Her child was taken to her, away from her and given to her aunt. So she's going to rehab and going to AA meetings to get herself correct and stuff like that. But she just can't give it up. And that was one thing I never understood about addiction, too, is like, because they opened the movie up with her playing with her daughter and having a good old jolly white devil time. But I never understood, it's just like, how can you say you love someone so much as your own daughter, and yet it's so hard to quit that addiction? Now, I've never been addicted to anything except for ass and vagina, but, so never mind, I guess I can't answer that question there. But I just don't see how, especially when there's multiple scenes in this film, as a matter of fact, there's a scene where she's in her daughter's fucking room, and she's remembering the good time she had with her daughter, and then she hiding coke in her daughter's room and shit like that, and then or meth and shit, and she finds it and she smokes that shit, and you just looking at her like, I kind of don't feel nothing for you already, because it's like, damn, you would think the power of the wanting to get your daughter back would be one thing, but you don't seem to really give a shit that much, or the addiction is really that strong. I don't really know. We later find out in the film her husband died too, and it was thanks to her, from what it presumed, which I thought could have been a cool story. He died from buying drugs for Kate Mara, pretty much. And he was stabbed apparently by the drug dealer, cause he ain't had his paper on him, ho. Meanwhile, another side story: David Oyelowo, presuming to get 25 years prison. And he said in the movie he just found out 2 days ago he had a son. I don't know why there was only one fucking cop here. That was apparently he's the most dangerous man ever, because apparently he. From what the movie was saying, that apparently he raped some girl, and he's in denial of it, that it didn't happen. So they're putting him in his cell for his court date, and as soon as the jailer takes his handcuffs off and puts him in his cell before the judge will see him, he breaks free, punches her a couple of times, knock her unconscious. I think she was in a coma. Breaks out of prison, or not prison, but the fucking courthouse. Manages to escape somehow. I don't know how. Don't get me wrong. I mean, they bring it up too in the movie. It's like, where were these cops? Where the guy that was like, oh, they called out and shit like that or whatever. Whatever. And David Oyelowo in this scene runs in the room, grabs a gun, shoots the judge. I don't know if it was a lawyer or something like that. He shot another chick and stuff like that. He later explains. He just says that judge was gonna give me 25 years, And I thought about my son and said, I can't spend my life away from him doing this time. I'm like, well, nigga, you just shot a judge. You're going to spend life in fucking prison now. Not the best when nigga moments occur, apparently. That ain't the best decision in your life at all. The next thing you know, he shoots two cops. Or, I mean, he pretty much goes on a killing spree. And then they're on a manhunt to find him, led by the worst fucking black actor I've ever seen, next to Bokeem Woodbine and Idris Elba, because damn, this Negro was fucking terrible. The police department, or whatever the fuck he's supposed to be, led by Michael Kenneth Williams, the blackest nigga next to Tommy I've ever seen, or something like that, because damn, this nigga was terrible. Delivering his lines, everything about him. He was just the corniest Negro I've ever seen in this fucking movie. So, next you know it, David Oyelowo runs into Kate Mara, takes her shit, knocks her in her house, whatever, saying, I mean, then next you know they go on some spiritual fucking journey or some shit like that. I don't know. That's where I thought the movie was going to get interesting, but next you know this fucking book got involved. Apparently this book was given to Kate Mara by some other AA fucking hippie or something like that, and she was just like, oh, this book will help you. And I love what Kate Mara did, because as soon as Kate Mara turns around, she trashes that shit, and the lady, she didn't even wait till this lady left or anything. She trashed that shit like damn near before this lady even leave the room or something like that. She just threw it away. And this lady mails it to her job or drops it off to her job or something like that. Next thing you know, Kate Mara stuck with this fucking book. And David Oyelowo's like, read it to me. I wants to hear it, girl. I needs to hear the kindred spirits of the Lord. And she's just like, the Lord said if you give him his soul. You know, I gotta say this now. Oh, they're about time my religious lamp. I gotta really say this now. That first passage she read in that book, which he said, stop that. My wife, my ex-girlfriend, cheated on me with the pastor. My father went to church every Sunday, and he was a drunk and not a good man. Churches are full of greed and evil. Like, nigga, you just got done shooting about 7 people or whatever. You ain't no better than him, shit. But I gotta say this. The first passage she read is she said out of this book, a religion book too, and this movie's based off a book, a crappy-ass book, which we'll get into that later. Based off, okay, really, she said, ooh, I can't remember the exact word, but she said, none of your accomplishments mean anything into life unless you give yourself to the Lord and praise him beyond doubt. Now, you know, last time I checked, whenever you praise something, such as Xenu, Scientology, something like that damn near makes you a cult. So, if you praise Jesus, don't that make you a cult? Because that book was pretty much saying that nothing you do in life matters unless you give yourself to Jesus. Sound like some cult shit to me. I'm just saying now. Especially when it's damn near close to Xenu, because you ain't never seen this man before and ain't got no records of him or nothing like that. And most of the records made up of him is made up. So, I'm already a little baffled by the religion logic here. It's just like, eh. So you mean to tell me nothing you do in life means anything because you ain't give yourself to God? What kind of shit is that then? What is the point of living then? So, okay, I just want to say, I'll get into a positive thing I had about the film. The only fucking positive thing, David Oyelowo. It's fucking incredible in this film. The dude, every movie I've seen him in, he has either been like fat, because most of the time that's the character he's supposed to play, fat and out of shape and shit. This dude, I can't believe he bulked up for this, but then again, his wife is in the film. I forgot her name already, goddamn, but Mrs. Oyelowo, whatever and shit. And I found out he even produced this film. So apparently, and obviously he did, everybody knows he did Selma with Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King was very religion based, God loved and stuff like that. So I'm just assuming that David Oyelowo is a religious person. Fine with that. Don't have a problem with that. Why the fuck would you make this crappy ass movie though? This movie is fucking terrible. Now, like I said, the positives I have about it though, I will give David Oyelowo his credit. I thought he acted his ass off. His performance was incredible in this film. He was downright scary because he didn't say any bit of dialogue until he ran into Kate Mara's character, which was kind of just creepy and so real because you really think this guy is just a homicidal psychopath. I really wish they would have included that psychiatrist earlier in the film before he started talking to really dumb, because this psychiatrist is saying he's a paranoid, a schizophrenic and shit, and he sometimes hear things, and he's in denial of ever raping anyone. I mean, he truly believes he didn't do anything and stuff like that. So I really wish they would have opened that up with the movie instead of showing that later in the film when you like you really don't give a shit no more. Because this guy shows no emotion, no heart when he shoots this dude. And he kept talking about, I had to shoot that judge. He was trying to give me 25 years or whatever. Trying to suppress me. Trying to hold me back or whatever. I was like, oh, good Lord. Shit. How the fuck did you go from Selma to this shit? Come on now, David. Come on, dude. I'm rooting for you to be James Bond. If we got to go the black route or whatever. And you pull this bullshit on me? Come on now, brother. Kmart, I expect this too, because that bitch is just a terrible actress. But fuck. Come on. Another thing. I hear a lot of people saying this, whatever, that the chemistry between him and Kate Mara was on point. For me, it was rocky. They had times when they were on point, but then there were just times when it just felt flat and not dialed in and just kind of went nowhere, to be honest, because they're really not on screen that much. And when it feels like it's trying to go somewhere, it just gets cut off and hit with this religious message about you were put on this earth for a reason. Bitch, you just read to him a fucking page ago that God don't give a shit about what you do or nothing like that unless you give upon yourself to him. And David Oyelowo, oh, he never gave me any opportunity. He gave you a son. Miracles are in everyone. You just gotta believe. Believe, nigger, believe. And I'm just like, you gotta be shitting me. Come on now. You should have seen the look on my eyes rolling in the back of my fucking head. Because there's a $35,000 reward on David Oyelowo's head in here. I gotta tell you this right now. If I was Kate Mara, I'd have cashed his ass in a fucking heartbeat. But she wanted to get all gaudy and shit, whatever, because the movie makes like an abrupt stop in the film. And out of nowhere, after she gets done reading this crappy-ass book to him, he has a moment where he just staring at the TV looking at the crimes he's done or something like that, because they just playing it on TV left and right, and she just wakes up next morning. I have to go to shut that fucking alarm up. That's the only problem I have about living in downtown, people. You hear every fucking noise, but bear with me on that one, though. But I have to go see my daughter. My daughter has a 9:30 a.m. Little princess competition, and I just have to be there, David. I have to be there. I cannot let her down anymore. And he don't say shit. He just lets her walk out. She walks out, gets in the car, and he just looking out. And then he finally opens, peeks out the window, just looks at her and shit. And I'm just like, okay. And then she calls 911. So you thinking he's gonna be gone? No. This nigga chilling in the bed and shit like this. And then when the cops show up, he's running around the house, confused. Like, nigga, what did you expect was gonna happen? Meanwhile, you got this flying monkey outside or whatever and shit. The Flavor Flav Jr. Actually, he should be Singer because he is taller than them. So you got fucking Flavor Flav Singer out here, Michael Kenneth Williams. This flying bat monkey that just came out of nowhere. It's funny. How could it be broad fucking daylight and yet all I see is teeth? It makes no sense. Teeth and a scar. Teeth, scar, and bad delivery on dialogue. This Negro, it felt like I was watching some cheap-ass ABC film. And I was a little upset that I wasted my time, effort, and I didn't get a screen for this, people. Nobody gets a screen because this is a limited release film. I paid for this. Time, effort, and money on this bullshit. You got, who the fuck was Mimi Rogers in here? Oh, Kim Rogers. Okay, useless bitch. That's what she was. Okay, moving on now. So, meanwhile, they're trying to get David out of the house. He's panicking. He's like, I have to call my son. Babe, don't hang up on me. I want to leave a message for my son. You're going to hear bad things about me, but I just want you to know, I love you. Nigga, I'm not feeling sympathetic for you. The problem with this movie is they put on a track record that he is in denial of raping this girl. They never bring this up. They just show one moment of Kate Mara in fear when she first get, when it's her house is first invaded and stuff like that. I wanted to get deeper into David Oyelowo's character. There's not enough character development in here on Kate Mara's part. You just know she's a drug dealer trying to get her child back or whatever and shit. Not a drug dealer, a drug user. You got David Oyelowo. We don't know if he raped the girl or not. And I think that they should have dwelled more into that story. Finding out about this guy's psychosis. Is he really in that denial? Or because he kept claiming he was innocent. Or is he really an innocent man? They never show you that shit. And then out of nowhere, Detective Flying Bat out of here. Whatever, Black Detective Black Ass right here. Get Ashley over here. Make her talk to him. Maybe she can say something. What the fuck can she say to him? She's been a hostage for him for 7 hours. ignorant ass. Oh my god. And then anyway, she said, David, what the fuck was his name in this movie? Brian, let me tell you something. Do you really want to go down like this? You can make it all in right now if you just come out that house. Yes, people, they're from Atlanta, so they got this weak ass accent in this film. Just come out that house. And then it gets quiet and the camera shows on David Oyelowo, and he's just like sitting there contemplating. And then out of nowhere, you just hear Kmart go, "You have a purpose on this world. Make use of it." And you just like, oh my fucking god, you gotta be kidding me. Yeah, apparently his purpose is to rot in jail for life right about now. That's his purpose. That's his purpose, Kate. He shot a judge and killed two cops. Actually, two and injured one or whatever. He's going to jail for life, okay? Matter of fact, he ain't even going to jail. He's black in Atlanta. They're gonna shoot his ass. So he comes out. And they play this dramatic-ass music all up and stuff like that. And then they pin him to the ground and stuff like that. And then Officer Blackass here gives him a look as if, like, I know him. But he's such a terrible actor. He don't know this dude, whatever. Because you expect him to go back to Kate Mara and say something. But then he just goes back to Kate Mara and says, I don't know what happened in that house between you, but thank God it happened. What? What? David Oyelowo looks at K. Mara and then they just look at each other and he just gets to the car and he's like, that's the end of the fucking movie. He's just like, and then they ended with K. Mara's daughter coming out and just like, oh, mommy, and they hugging and shit like that. You little fucking dipshit or whatever. Hey, whatever. You wanted to kick the little fucking girl. I'm not gonna lie. He's like, get the hell up out of here. It's a crime scene, bitch. And over this drug using mama of yours and shit like that. White trailer park trash ass bitch. Anyway, though, what was Detective Blackass thinking telling that? I don't know what happened in that house, but thank God it happened. What? She could have been raped and you just said thank God it happened. You don't know nothing about what went down in this house or shit. And meanwhile, you chasing a psychopathic rapist on the scene here. And the first thing you do is look in his eyes as if you know he's innocent or someone or someone else or something like that. Or like as if you related to him. You go, I don't know what happened to you in that house, but thank God it happened. You just gotta pray to God and everything will be alright. Oh man, fuck you, man. Yeah, it's a fuck it. It's a fuck it. You know what? No, it's a low fuck. It's a low, mighty old fuck it. Fuck this movie, man. I was gonna give it a low streaming at the best because of the performances by David Oyelowo. I thought was incredible here. Just to have a little less dialogue in this film and just emote as much emotions as he did in his film. But you know, this film was fucking embarrassing for him. Actually, it's... To go from, I didn't win an Oscar, I guess, but, you know, fuck it, to me, it should have deserved the Oscar or whatever. An Oscar award-winning performance he did in Selma. And I would even say a most violent year with Jessica Chastain that came out the same year, a month later, if I'm not mistaken, to come to this shit. You gotta be fucking kidding me. Spit on my goddamn grave, whatever shit. You might as well take a piss on me. But then, wait, people, movie's not over yet. It shows a clip of the actual people that this happened to. Not a goddamn single soul in this movie looked like nobody from that fucking video shit. Kate Mara didn't look like this bitch. Matter of fact, Kate Mara was an ugly, big, foreheaded bitch or something in this movie, whatever. And the girl they showed was actually pretty. So I'm just like, how the fuck did y'all get Kate Mara? Oh, it looks like Trailer Park Trash. That's why I wanted to trailer her up or something like that. Get ya. This brother over here looked like goddamn Magic Johnson. After the AIDS, and look, nothing like David Oyelowo, not even the same size as his brother. I don't give a shit about that though. Size, height, looks, or anything like that. Performance is what matter. David Oyelowo's performance was good. Everybody else was shit, if you ask me, especially Detective Blackass here. But then they show you a scene, and I kid you not, and this ain't even during the credits, but this put a screeching halt to the fucking movie itself. As if the movie just couldn't have any damn dignity and just end. Show some credits and just the people it happened to or something like that. No, it had to shoot to an interview on the Oprah show with this bitch Ashley, the one that was holed up for 7 hours with David Oyelowo's character, Brian. And it has her talking about the experience. And this shit goes on for 5 minutes. And you're just sitting there looking like, I'm looking around the audience and as it gave a standing a fucking ovation. Once again, I ran out of this fucking theater. I was scared for my life because I have never seen a movie end with some shit like this. That credit sequence, television clip of Ashley Smith and Oprah makes the entire movie feel like one goddamn infomercial. whatever message this movie was trying to have, even if it was good, that one clip right there could have just ruined the whole movie. Because it was like, what the fuck was the point of it? This shit should have been straight to TV. I see why I had a limited release, and I see why now nobody wants to watch this shit, and I see why I'm giving it a mighty old low fuck it.
Without purpose. Did you forgive me?
I don't know. But maybe God can.